Self-portrait. This poem is dedicated to Frithjof Schuon, whom I consider to be the greatest writer of our times. Orpheus, with his music, made the mountains tremble. He could persuade the wind to veer, the earth to unfreeze, the sap to rise up in the trees, the waters, every living thing, followed to hear him play and sing. But my soul from the dark pall of future ages he could not call, that I might hear his minstrelsy. The sticks and stones danced, but not I. Nor was I with the dance possessed, when Indra with his dancers blessed that land whose jungles are the haunt of tiger, peacock, elephant. They came their sacred art to unfold. I was not present to behold those movements by no man invented, to hear those ankle bells, new minted in heaven, resound as heavenly feet with rhythmic step the earth did greet. I saw not Rama, and I missed the sight of Radha to her tryst stealing at dusk for her divine beloved. No, it was not mine to share that beauty, that holiness, together my two hands to press in reverence. Not mine to hear what made five senses, each an ear, thrilled every tree from crown to root, the purity of Krishna's flute. The sacrament I did not take from the priest king Melchizedek, nor stood I by that sacred well with Abraham and Ishmael. In the Arabian wilderness, prayed not with them that valley to bless, stone on stone laid not that house to build, wherewith their prayers have been fulfilled. I saw not Joseph in his glory, I tell but witness not his story, his brother's guilt, how they did crave forgiveness, and how he forgave, and Jacob, Leah, all bowed down, 11 planets, sun and moon. Their progeny scarce dared to glance at Moses' dazzling countenance, when of the burning bush he told. For me there was no need to hold my lids half shut, time was my veil, nor can I leap our nature's pale to span the years with backward wing, that I might hear the psalmist sing, or gaze with Solomon entranced, while Sheba's queen before him danced. Years passed, but still beyond my reach it was to hear the Buddha preach, and when he held up silently that flower, he gave it not to me. Of all the guests, less than the least, I was not to that marriage feast bidden at Cana in Galilee. I did not hear, I did not see the words and looks that passed between the son and mother, she serene, gently prevailing, and he stirred infinitely deep by the deep words she uttered. But I dare surmise that wine enough was in their eyes, wine upon wine those guests drank then, could any be the same again? When half a thousand years and more had passed, and men allegiance swore to the Arab prophet beneath the tree. My willing hand was still not free from bonds of time and space to be between his hands in fealty. Such blessings missed time was when I within myself would wonder why, half quarrelling with the book of fate for having writ me down so late. But now no longer I my lot can question, and of what was not, no more I say would it had been, for I have seen what I have seen, and I have heard what I have heard. So if to tears ye see me stirred, presume not that they spring from woe. In thankful wonderment they flow. Praise be to him, the Lord, the King, who gives beyond all reckoning.